got here from Gems and Minerals, the gems and craftsmen in the Bible, how in the Old Testament and even the New, the critical use of gems and minerals were done. And it is remarkable the precision of instruction that was given in the Bible about how gems were to be used.
Oh, yes, it was. When you get into the etymology of the words, you find quite detailed instructions.
There were, and I have this here, and if people would like, I could make copies of this. This is in April 1964 in Gems and Minerals. It's a magazine. So April 1964 in Gems and Minerals. The title is Gems and Craftsmen in the Bible. I mean, there was so much I could give even on the history of these things, but time is beginning to run out for us.
It certainly is, so that means we'll have to do it again.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
It's interesting you had the Kundalini experience. So did I in 1977.
Same time.
And since then, there have been almost 500 pages of things that I didn't write. I just was the typist.
That's right.
Quite an experience for that to happen.
My body was on fire for 2 weeks after that happened, and I couldn't eat or drink. I had no desire for food or drink. And I was burning, but I could not take water.
I didn't go through that. I just certainly had a lot of things to commit to paper.
That was good.
And indeed I did.
I'm happy that you had that, because it's essential for this type of development.
We have time, I think, for perhaps one more call. Adam, you're on the line.
Hi.
Hello, Adam.
I haven't called for a while.
Why not?
Because I haven't been listening. I hate to say it, I haven't been listening.
Four demerits, Adam.
This is going to fascinate you, I would hope.
Go ahead.
I bent two forks at the same time.
At the same time?
I was only holding one.
Go ahead.
But I bent two.
A diggity.
The one I was holding looks more like a shovel than a fork now.
Oh, dear.
And the tongs are twisted and everything.
Right.
And the second one just looks more like a shovel.
You know, you guys are all making me feel so inferior.
Inferior.
Everybody goes out of body. They bend spoons.
Yeah.
And I just sit here like a lump on the log.
Well.
Also, I was sitting here with my next-door neighbor, and she bent her spoon. And it looks like the bowl part of the spoon has gone a little deeper,
right,
than before.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was fascinating. What else can I say? I mean,
well, you can share it with your friends tomorrow now. Won't that be fun?
I don't think anyone would believe me.
Well, once you make them do it,
yeah.
Adam, come down and show me how to do it.
I'd love it.
I'd be delighted.
Have you enjoyed yourself tonight, Adam?
Oh, yes, definitely. I have to point out, you and I are 400 miles apart.
Right.
And I smelt your rose.
Uh-huh.
And the pain in the lower back, in my lower back, is gone.
Isn't that wonderful?
Adam, what a marvelous way to end the show. I thank you for giving us a contribution, for smelling the roses, bending the spoons, getting rid of the pain, and I hope you enjoyed the evening. And Marcel,
yes.
I want to get back with you quickly, because I want you back as soon as possible. How about June? Can you join us then?
I'd be happy to.
Dr. Marcel Vogel, I'm Bill Jenkins. Next week, we'll talk about spiritual psychology. Another fascinating night.